Hundreds of thousands of people are thought to have been killed in the past decade in Syria's civil war. Millions more have either left the country or been internally displaced. The new novel, Planet of Clay, gives a haunting and unflinching look at the horrors of war. The bombing, the starvation, the fear, all seen through the eyes of Rima, a young girl with a vibrant imagination. Planet of Clay is a novel written by Syrian journalist and author Samar Yezbek, who's been writing in exile, and it was just recently named a National Book Award finalist. When I spoke to Yezbek through an interpreter, I asked her why she imagined the main character, Rima, as quiet, nearly silent, and often physically tied up to keep her from constantly moving.
She's objecting violence in the war by silence, because in front of this violence, there's no words that can express this. She's also resorting to the imagination and literature and stories to hide from the violence of the reality.
So that is my idea.
This is my vision of literature. The literature can represent violence as opposite to the documentary books.
It's the opposite of all my documentary books about the revolution. It was my grand challenge to write the literature during the war.
But as much as it is a work of fiction, it also feels like a commentary. You know, it does not feel exclusively like the story of Rima, but a commentary on the brutality of war.
Yes, it's the story of us, the story of the humanity.
The violence is not just the story of the Syrian war, it's the survival of us as human beings. The name of the story is Masha'a, and Masha'a is very important to translate. The Masha'un are those are the students of Aristotle and the students who...
These are the disciples of Aristotle.
Disciple, yes. So Rima tried to say, we have a mind as you. As a woman, we don't want to stay in our prison and our home as mother, as sister. That is my idea, to tell Rima al-Masha'a.
So it sounds like Aristotle, the disciples of Aristotle, believed that you learned, that you philosophized through walking. And this is why we see Rima constantly needing to walk, because her mind is very active and she refuses to be tied with the ropes.
Yes, because all the time we said in Arab world, we need our freedom in sex life, work life. No, we need freedom for our thinking and to produce and write and change our society. I will give you an example from my novel. مثلاً بالمجزرة الكيماوي.
In chemical war, when the women are affected, the men would decide if they need to take off the clothes to save them. So they will not take off their clothes because it's haram. And many women die because of that.
You know, you mention in your book this chemical attack that Rima survives. The details in there are rather specific and horrific.
I had a contact with an attorney for human rights. She documented this and she looked into this, and her name is Razan Zaytouni. And Razan Zaytouni, who was kidnapped by the military, she's still, until now, she's there, and I cannot speak with her. That's why I dedicated the story for her. If you see at the beginning of the novel, the dedication, actually, for her.
You know, Samar, what do you want people to take away when they read your book? What do you want them to take away from Rima's story?
It's a difficult question, huh? to tell our story, our hell. ياخذوا شغله مهمه كثير.
And they take away that something very very important, which is literature, art, imagination is always able to save us from the hell of war, violence and reality. It's our role as writers is to look for higher human values and justice.
Ask to justice also. Ask for the victim.
That was Summer Yazbek. Her new novel is called Planet of Clay, and it's just been named a National Book Award finalist. Our interpreter was Basma Najjar. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.